Brad, welcome back to the show, and congratulations. And, man, perseverance pays off. Quite a difference a year makes for you. As you know, last year you had the American League only deal, and now you got an NHL deal for yourself after signing one late in the season. Could you talk about the mindset? Because you had signed a few AHL deals, yet you never gave up on the dream of the NHL, even though you technically didn't have an NHL contract for a few years.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a crazy couple of years, I guess, in terms of, contract situation, if you want to look at it that way from an outsider's perspective. But, when I came to Edmonton 5 years ago, I just thought, those guys that were, starting to, really take over the league, and just the situation with, the prospects and whatever, however you want to look at it in Bakersfield, I thought it was, a great opportunity for me to, try to contribute at the NHL level. And if that wasn't, a reality, that, trying to start not really a post-secondary career, but just kind of try and carve myself out into a different role and try and be a good older leader in the American League, that, there was a good opportunity there. So I guess both those things kind of collided, and this year things kind of went back full circle.
Brad, how do you kind of you see at times older players, sometimes they move to maybe differently, like Europe. What keeps you here? Why do you want to be playing in North America?
A couple things. I think mainly when the pandemic really hit, I just kind of had a big reality check on what I was going to do post hockey, just with the whole reality of maybe our season not going. And I've been doing this for a long time now, and the game has been my life, and that's the best probably avenue that I for success and obviously enjoyment. So I just thought sticking in North America and trying to join an organization for a long time might bode well for down the road for an opportunity when I'm done playing. So you never really sign a 2-year deal in the American League and think, oh, I'm going to be with that same group for 7 years. But that's kind of where we're at. And, I really enjoyed the college culture of, being committed to a program and, putting the logo in front of yourself. And that's kind of what you're playing for. And, kind of start to find that, kind of catching some roots here in Edmonton is something that's, I'm pretty excited about.
Brad Malone joins us. And Brad, it sounds like you've got a real kind of clear understanding of not only what you want to do in your career, but post-career as well. And Jay Woodcroft and, Keith Gretzky and many, Ryan McLeod and others couldn't speak more highly of Brad Malone, the person, and how much you helped them, become a professional as a player. Like, it wasn't like, hey, I'm down here, guys, and you know what, it's going to be sunshine and lollipops. Like, you can challenge guys in very positive ways. Like, is coaching or management the side that intrigues you more post-career?
Yeah, that's a good question. Kind of going back to college, I always said my dream job when I retired playing would be to be the assistant forward coach for UND. But Dane Jackson still got that thing locked down, and I don't think he's leaving anytime soon. So, I think, even the past summer, I did a lot of, did a couple of hockey camps and a lot of little clinics in Bakersfield, and, leaving the rink and coming home, I really did realize that I did enjoy, the process of teaching and coaching and, trying to help, whether it's a 7-year-old or a 14-year-old, just, try and fine tune their game and just make little improvements and try and do it in a positive and encouraging fashion was something that, I got a lot out of personally as well. So I don't know if a player in my stature can say, yeah, I want to be a GM, but to go that avenue, you got to kind of start with the scouting and everything. So I guess we'll just kind of see what's available when I'm done, hopefully in another 6 or 7 years.
Do you remember Brad Malone? I love it. What about as far as managing expectations for players, or maybe their first time in the minors, and or getting called up for the first time? How do you kind of talk to these guys and share the experiences you've been through, because I think what you provide is massively valuable both on and off the ice.
Yeah, you know, I try not to go back to myself too much and, you know, say, oh, when I did it, this is how it was. I just try to be, you know, like a positive extension of, you know, themselves, I guess, or, you know, just kind of be like, hey, this is, you know, it's all right. Or, you know, I think it, for me, it really starts with having a good relationship with people and just being a good teammate and a good person. And, you know, you can tell when a guy's in a rough spot or things aren't going the way they want it. And I think if you have a relationship, you know, outside of the rink and in the locker room and, you know, away from it, I think it, those conversations tend to come easier. And it's, that's not something that I'm like, I got to be good friends with, you know, Raphael Lavoie or, you know, Broby or whatever, because, you know, these guys are prospects. It's just, that's something natural for me that I want to get along with everybody that I'm around. And, I guess it's just second nature to just now at the point of my career that I can maybe just lend some advice and they think I'm trying to be extra helpful. But I've always been like that even as a younger player. But I guess it's just seeing more value now with my age.
Brad Malone joins us. And Brad, it's one where being a young player, you always want to take advice, but some people know how to deliver the advice better than others, right? Like, some people need to hear harsh advice. Some people need to hear positive advice and constructive criticism. How do you get a read on that when you meet these young guys to know? Because, you know, you're bringing in young players from college and young guys from the WHL and the OHL and Europe. So they all come from very different backgrounds and very different ways to communicate.
Yeah. You know, I always kind of go with, you know, it's not really planned, but you can always usually tell, especially in the American League, the team doesn't really form as a close-knit group until around Christmas, because that's when kind of guys start to get a little more comfortable with each other and open up, and you kind of get to really know the real guy under the helmet. So I think, you know, until then, it's usually just, you know, it's a feeling out process even for the coaches and, you know, which guys fit in which roles and, you know, which guys are kind of moving in a certain direction. So usually about after Christmas is when things kind of change and you kind of understand really, you know, who needs, you know, the call out in front of the room, or, you know, the guy that needs, you know, the quiet talk, you know, walking out of the rink or whatever. I think it all just, it's just a feel. And I think it just, you know, like I said, the more you get to know somebody, the, you know, the better you're able to, you know, help them in their struggles or, you know, even sometimes in their, you know, high moments.
Brad Malone joins us, Edmonton Oilers forward. Brad, you know, what's the feeling you get when the coach lets you know you're going to be playing the playoffs and you're having to play the entire playoffs and all of a sudden you get the tap? What emotions are going through you, you know, when you find out and then when you get to get ready to get out there on that ice as the game starts?
Yeah, you know, they gave me a little shin pad tap after game three in Calgary. They just said, hey, you know, if things, you know, just aren't going a certain way and, you know, we need to change up, you know, just make sure you're ready. It wasn't you're going in, but just make sure you're ready. So, you know, what he's calculated like that, I think he understands, you know, the position that the extra guys are in. You can kind of get stale and, you know, get a little, you know, complacent with just going out and, you know, doing the bag skate and, you know, just making the most of what the coaches have and then walking away. But, you know, I just kind of had a mentality that next game, I could be playing. So when I did, you know, I didn't find out till I showed up at the rink in the morning, but, you know, luckily I kind of had my, you know, mindset every day going into the rink for practice, you know, that I might have to, you know, show up and perform.
Brad, I think Jay Woodcroft and you have a good relationship, but he talked about, he knows exactly what it is. And consistency is something every coach I've ever talked about. Regardless of whether the player's a first-line guy or fourth-line guy, when the coach knows what he's going to bring every night, it's like a relief. He's like, hey, if I put him in the lineup, this is what I know I'm going to get, right? I don't expect him to be more than he is. I know exactly what he's going to get. Every player wants to improve. How have you – because Jay said he feels that you've really improved as a player the last few years. How do you feel you've improved, and what did you do to improve as a player the last few seasons?
You know, I think, I mean, it might sound crazy, but I think I've gotten smarter. on the ice. Like it, I just feel like I'm starting to really understand. The game's starting to slow down for me, whether I've just, you know, played so many games that I've kind of seen it all, or and then people are going to be like, well, you know, this guy, he's a fourth line, you know, dump and chip, you know, kind of grinder kind of guy. But to be honest, that's just kind of where people are like, what do you do differently? I don't know if it was just because mentally I'm more relaxed and just have a different mindset. You know, I can't really put a finger on it other than, you know, I think I'm a lot calmer going into game situations, opposed to when I first started playing in the league, you know, 10 years ago, there was a lot more anxiety and nervousness and almost fear of making a mistake, because I knew if that mistake, you know, led to something negative in the game, that I probably wasn't playing the next night. And now when I go out there, there's not those, you know, self-thoughts or, you know, negative kind of worries. And it's just, you know, go out and play and be confident in yourself. So a lot of self-belief probably, and, you know, just obviously watching the game as a student for over 10 years has really helped.
You know, I played against some, or with some, pretty amazing players. But when you're seeing what Connor and Leon did, both in the regular season and the playoffs, like what is the mindset of as a teammate seeing this clinic they were putting on?
I don't think it's real. Sometimes the joke on TikTok that we're living in a simulation. I'm like, these guys are just, you know, like you rub shoulders with them all the time, and you know, they're both great dudes and like just normal, humble people. And then, you know, they go out there and, you know, they're making the National Hockey League look like, you know, a peewee game. And it's just, it amazes me really just how they handle it. And, you know, just watching, like even just watching them, you know, whether it's in practice or, you know, we get a lot of time on the bench to watch those guys in the game. And you just learn so much with, you know, how they think and the way they, you know, use their different skill sets, you know, to be effective. It's, you know, it's incredible to watch. And, you know, Edmonton's obviously, they appreciate those guys, but hopefully they realize how lucky they are.
Brad, amongst the young players that you've seen develop the last few years, Ryan McLeod, and like I really saw a change in McLeod when he came up. There was a game in Minnesota, and I know that Jay Woodcroft and Dave Manson had a conversation with the team because he felt like, hey, we're not unified enough here. You know, there was a Vander Kane, and there was a lot of guys who were late coming into the scrum. There's not brawls anymore, but it's just, hey, we got a pack mentality. And one guy who really seemed to take note of that was Ryan McLeod, because he hadn't been very physical early on, and he's never going to be suddenly Zach Cassian or yourself crushing guys, but can you talk about the evolution you saw at the American League of McLeod and now what you've seen here and maybe where you think he can go moving forward?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's kind of funny. I was talking to someone about that last week about him. I just thought with that last series, you know, you could even see improvements, you know, almost period to period, whether it's his confidence or just game situation. It's just like he just keeps getting better at a very high rate. So when Clowder came in, he came in after, I think he wasn't in Mississauga, but wherever they were, they lost out, and he came in for the second round of the playoffs against San Diego, and he played small fourth line minutes. And then the next year when he came in, it was, you know, third line, a little bit of PP, a little bit of PK, and it was kind of a progression. And like, obviously, you know, everyone has eyes, and we saw his tool bag, but it just wasn't a consistent, you know, basis. And, you know, Woody is someone that, you know, he likes consistency, especially out of the young guys. And then he came back after the start of that COVID year, and it was he dominated every game. He was the best player on the ice night in and night out. He drove the team. He drove, you know, all facets of the game. And then, he gets called up, and it's kind of been the same progression of just start on the fourth line, you know, figure out the game, the work, and the consistency, and then you get bumped up to the third line. And it's just, I think it's just, you know, it's just going to keep growing for him, because he's, you know, he's a really smart hockey player, and he has, you know, some really high-end tools that can, you know, really take over a game, even in the NHL.
Brad, what's next for you this summer? You mentioned you feel you just got smarter, but the game's always evolving. Well, what are you working on this summer? So you come in you can be a regular every night in the NHL.
You know, for me, I mean, you know, I kind of know my ceiling. If it's if I play 10 minutes a night, I probably had one of my best games of my career. So, but even with that being said, it's 10 minutes of me trying to, bust through every shift here. So, conditioning is a big thing for me. I think that's something that you kind of can't lay off. You know, obviously there's time to, recover and, take care of your body physically. But from that conditioning side of things, especially with the pace of play and me being a bigger, older forward, you got to make sure that you don't look like you're a step behind when it comes game time. And, so I think that's, for me, that's one of my biggest focuses. And then, I'll get out with, like a skating coach and work on my edges and just try to, fine tune those things. Cause I don't think there's ever, you're never perfect until you're at Connor's level. So that's, there's a long way to go for me.
Now, Brad, is your brother an actor?
No, I don't think so. I hope not.
Oh, okay. I'm getting it mixed up because there's somebody in whose brother was in Ozark. For some reason, I thought it was yours. So my apologies for that.
No.
I just wanted to check before I let you go because if I didn't ask you, then
maybe
I'd be annoyed.
My cousin Post Malone, maybe, but no.
yeah. He's got. How come you don't have the same face tattoos?
Yeah, my wife said no.
Smart lady. Although yeah. He seems like a really good dude, actually. Really good.
Yeah, yeah. He seems great, actually.
Well, Brad, congratulations on earning yourself a 2-year deal after being on an AHL deal only, and continued success not only in your playing career, but obviously when you're done, it sounds like you're somebody who's going to be working in hockey for a long time.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it, and I'll see you in the fall.